Go to our next guest. Crows take on the Kangaroos this Sunday in Port Lincoln. The 5AA team will be there. Ball for ball coverage. Fix making his debut with special comments. Joining us is Crows ruck coach, midfield coach Matthew Clark. Doc, thanks for your time.
G'day, Ro. How are you, mate?
Hey, what is your role this year, Doc? Has it changed?
Oh, it changes every year, mate. No, but they're essentially doing the same sort of things, looking after the ruck.
Yep.
Always got a bit of an eye on development and, and obviously helping out in the midfield in terms of making sure we get that connection.
Well done. Round one, NAB Cup. Look, I reckon it's exciting for players because you're ready to play. Coaches, they want to see what you've worked on. And us supporters, you know, we get to see a bit of hope, a bit of, you know, aspirations about what you have worked on. What do you hope you see on Sunday, Doc?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Well, I guess you've worked really hard over that pre-season period, so you just want to get out there and play against some opposition and see if some of the things that you've been trying to implement hold up. You get those younger guys, a few will get an opportunity, so that's always exciting. But overall, it's just finally playing against a real opposition, I think. You probably get to this point in the pre-season and, we do a lot of match simulation, but it's almost enough's enough. We're ready to go.
And, of course, the difficulty when you do match simulation is the team you're playing against have a really good idea about what you're trying to do, so it's quite pointless sometimes. What about the availability of the players, Matty? Like, we know there's a couple of long-term injuries, but apart from that, are most people available if you want to pick them?
Yeah, we're starting to get back towards that full list. We've got, obviously, Otten, Shaw, Brent, who's obviously not available, and Riley Knight, I think, is long-term at the moment as well. But other than that, they'll all be available. They're all in training. So we've got to just make that call come Thursday night and decide which ones come to Port Lincoln.
And what's the likelihood? I think we spoke to Walshy earlier in the year, and he said he's pretty keen to have a look at some of the younger players in the first round.
Yeah, I think one of the things he's emphasised is just, you know, a little bit of reward for those that have put in a really solid pre-season. So I'm sure that we'll see that. And that includes, you know, some of those younger guys. But having said that, it's a competitive hit-out, so you want to make sure that the team is, you know, well-structured. So as long as we've got all of the, you know, the sort of key posts looked after and we reward the guys that have had great pre-seasons, then, you know, we'll put on a pretty competitive performance, I think.
You mentioned you're pretty keen to work on the stuff that, you know, the new coach has brought along and that against it on opposition. Will it be noticeably different to the eye? Will people that go along to Port Lincoln see a different style of game?
I think most teams across the competition are working on similar themes and similar concepts, and the game ultimately is, you know, fairly, it's still a simple game in a lot of regards. So a lot of the fundamentals of winning footy come down to winning contests and moving the ball quickly, so hopefully we'll do a bit of that. Will it be different? There will be changes. There will be subtle differences. It's a matter of whether we can execute those as to whether they come to the fore, but not radically different, but there will be some subtle changes, I'd say.
You said Walsh is going to reward those that have had a big pre-season. Who are they?
Who have I liked? I've liked lots of them, actually, but probably Grigg. Grigg's been a pretty good performer. He's in that band that are sort of up and coming and haven't quite cemented their position yet, but I reckon he's done enough to warrant some selection early in the season, in the pre-season. In that band, I've liked Lyons. So Lyons had a spider bite before Christmas, and that sort of really slowed him down. But post-Christmas has come back and really worked super hard, got himself into sort of the nick that he needs to be able to play AFL. So hopefully he'll get a look at it. Who else is in that band? Hardigan pre-season's been outstanding, really, really fit for his size, just covering the ground super well. Down the other end, Kerridge is elite, obviously moving really well. Van Berlo's probably one that wouldn't fit into that category, but his pre-season, obviously he runs ridiculously well, but I think he's added some, if you can add things in having 12 months off of out of footy, he's done it. His touch and his handling around the stoppage has been really good. He's kicking the ball really well, so he's an improved player for 12 months out of the game, maybe, without seeing him in full-on competition. He's had a really impressive pre-season as well, so that's probably a few.
Well done, Doc. I doubt you're going to risk a Jacobs and a Tomo Danger J-Pod type, but of the newer ones, there's Jakey Lever, Cheney Wig, who else have I got there, and a Lukey Loudon. Any of those names maybe pop up?
Yeah, absolutely. So they've all been training, and you know, they'll all come under consideration come Thursday. that we've been pretty conservative with our first-year draftees. They've all, you know, a big emphasis for them is obviously just physically getting them up to the standard so that they can compete and play AFL football. And so we're taking a longer-term approach with those guys. But having said that, some of them have been, you know, super impressive and have shown enough that that they may well get a game. It may not be a full game, but we might try and get them in and have a little look at them for a half or even a quarter on the weekend.
Most of the players we've spoke to have spoke about the flexibility that's required. They've talked about it training, playing in different positions because that's what the coach is after. Are we likely to see any of that rolled out this weekend where a player might play in an unusual position?
Because we've got so many on the bench, I think there's probably need for that flexibility is probably not going to be there this weekend. And so we probably will just let guys settle in the role that they'll have. We've got, you know, up to eight on the bench, so there's probably not going to be that demand on the weekend. So it may not be this weekend, but it's certainly, I mean, it's going to be part of footy going forward, particularly with the cap on the rotation these days. You're going to have guys that are able to swing through those, you know, midfield spots and half-back spots with ease.
What about once we get through this week of the NAB Challenge Series, is it more season players back the next week and then almost a dress rehearsal the week after? Is that the way you're approaching the Challenge Series?
Yeah, so you got the three games, and I guess it depends where you are in your career, but I'd imagine most senior guys would see themselves needing at least a game and a half, probably ideally two games. So depending on where they're at individually in terms of the workload they've done, all of those senior guys would be targeting two games of footy, I reckon. And so it'll just be a little bit of a juggling act in terms of the ones that play this week. Some of them may not front up again in both the other games, but across the three games, your core of players will be looking to get those two games in, I'd reckon.
And what about just looking at the breaks between games? There's 11 days break between North Melbourne and Geelong, then there's 9 days between Geelong and Port, and then there's 16 days break before the first round of the home and away series. Is there room to squeeze something else in there if you need, or are you just happy with that extended preparation?
Yeah, I don't think there'll be an extra game. You may recall last year we squeezed an extra game in
and
we
five
ended
injuries.
Up injuring. Yeah, it wasn't a great move. So I think the three games will be enough. But what it does provide you with is the opportunity to still get a fair load of training in. So our training load leading into these games will certainly be different from our training load leading into the regular season games because of the extended break and because we're still in preparation mode. It's important to win NAB Cup games, but it's a lot more important to win the regular season stuff.
Doc Clark, our guest, the Crows assistant. As a collective, is this group further and better prepared now than this time last year, do you think, Doc?
It's always a really tough question. Every season is, you know, completely different from the one before. I think the group would be confident in their preparation. I think they've worked really hard. I know they've worked really hard. I've been watching it from close quarters. So they've given themselves the platform to be able to perform well come round one. But in terms of comparison, you know, every year is, you know, you always feel as though you're well prepared, and that's certainly the case this time round. We'll wait and see.
Do you like the new NAB Cup rules? You're a custodian of the game, Doc. The four umpires, the shot clock, the umpire's interpretation of holding the ball. Do you like them?
We'll wait. The umpire interpretation, I'm always, I don't get too caught up in it, to be honest, because it as much as they preach consistency across the year, I reckon it does sort of, by about round three or four, we'll see how they're going to umpire for the season.
Yeah.
So I don't get too wound up about that one. The other stuff, a shot clock, a nine-point goal, whatever they want to bring in, I think it adds something for the fans, but ultimately it's not a major issue for the coaches or the players. It's really about getting ready for the core fundamentals of football. It adds a bit on the periphery, but I'm not particularly fussed one way or the other. And four umpires, well, as long as one of them makes a good decision, we'll be happy, I suppose.
Exactly.
Hey, Doc, we're interactive here. Bill's just sent a text in and says, can you please ask, is Matt Crouch ready to play?
No, sorry, he's another one that won't play this weekend, but he is back, getting very close to resuming training with the group, so He's not in that long-term category, but he probably won't be available this weekend.
And what about just because you have a good handle with the rucks, you look after those boys like they're your sons almost. how are they going? You've got Jack Osborne, new recruit Riley O'Brien, Luke Loudon, Josh Jenkins. Yeah. Have you been happy with their development?
Yeah, very much so, mate. And obviously, Sammy missed about 4 weeks, so we had an opportunity to give them all a really good look at it, which is at the time when any time Jacobs gets injured, you're a little bit nervous, but he's come back fully firing, and what it has done is give us that chance to have a look at these guys, and they've all progressed really well. You know, Loudon coming out of Hawthorn's model, he's got some real speed and some real toe, which is a bit unique for a ruckman, so that's a nice little asset to have. Riley O'Brien, 19-year-old kid, he's on our rookie list, and he's just soaked up the work, getting plenty in and, you know, improving rapidly, which is really pleasing. Jack's just back into training with the main group, so he's been in our system, obviously a basketball alternate sport recruit, but I reckon he's nearly to the point where he's ready to go in terms of understanding the game and getting his body physically able to handle the load. And JJ's been awesome, mate, so you'll be pleased for that. Obviously, Dick's had a lot.
Oh, Doc, if you could see the glow in Bix's face as you said that. He's always lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, well,
My boy, JJ.
I reckon for some reason he's just taken it to another level.
Now that Bix is gone.
Hey, let go of the apron strings.
Yeah, I don't know what changed this year, but all of a sudden JJ just looked a much better.
You hold me back.
Thanks, mate.
Did we miss one, Harry Deere?
Yeah, so Harry's playing more as a forward, mate.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think he's got you know, pinch hit ruck potential, but no, you'll see him more forward and maybe even back. He's got physically really, really explosive, but probably AFL probably just undersized for the ruck.
Yeah, 197, isn't it funny how things change? 197 and you're not tall enough to be a ruckman. The thing about Loudon as well, Matt, that I'm sure you're wrapped with, he's a genuine tall. He's 206 centimetres, which just gives you that little bit of extra reach.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's got, and as I said, the speed is the thing which has been, which I didn't sort of wasn't aware of when he joined us. But out on the track, when he gets up and going, he can get off his man, which is good.
No shark dives up there. Those killer whales have scared off the great whites.
Yeah, I heard that. They're the Neptune Island. The orcas have knocked off the sharks. So I don't know what else we're going to do. What are you going to see the tuna and put some bait on a hook? All those sort of things. It's going to be a good 4 days, though. The community camps are a great initiative from the AFL. It's one of those. I mean, I'm from the region, Mount Gambier boys. So I like when the AFL clubs get out to the country and spread the love.
I tell you what, I've swam with the tuna over there in those cages.
They're like dolphins.
they are
massive.
So quick. Hey, Doc, when are we going to do the chant night this year?
Yeah, well, it didn't really catch on, mate. To be fair, but we did the.
Sorry, we're just playing it because it was a big night for me.
And Roy, a little bit unfair here.
Why?
Because you're tipping Doc in it where you were there with bells on as well.
it was
your baby and you couldn't get it off the ground.
It was Doc's baby.
You
I was
and Doc.
There,
and
mate, I'm there. I'm still locked in, mate. But the thing is, we just sort of missed the mark. It was, you know, if you go to the Barmy Army, right, you're off at the cricket. No one can hear a word they're saying. It's only if you're within sort of 100 metres of the Barmy Army that you've got any idea what they're going on about. It's not for the whole crowd. It's not for everyone. It's just for the lunatics. So we need those lunatics to keep showing up and to get on the hill and enjoy themselves and carry on. And that'll continue to happen, but that's all right. It's a work in progress, that one.
So you're still flogging a dead horse. You reckon you can get this up, Doc? Please.
There's a little group. They get up there on the hill and they have the best time. So if you're that way inclined, that's where you head.
Well, at least I can see, Matty, why you would have tried to recruit Stephen Rowe. If you're after Fair Dinkum lunatics to lead the charge,
no, you got
your man anyway.
Oh, well done. Doc Clark sounds like Craigie leaving Chris Massey on Franklin. I mean, you're flogging a dead horse, Doc. Let it go.
Nah, we'll let the footy. Well, I reckon if the football team's going
that's
pretty
right.
well, then the crowd will probably look after it.
They will be chanting, no doubt about that, Matthew. Hey, thanks for joining us, mate. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and good luck for the season when it kicks off on Sunday, and also throughout the rest of the year.
Bix, good luck for your debut as well, mate. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Doc Clark. Love chatting to him. Crows take on the Kangaroos this Sunday, Port Lincoln. The 5AA team, led by Mark Skip Bickley.
No, I'm one of the team. I'm not leading it. You're the...
No. You're making your debut, and we're really interested to get your take on, because it's not on telly, it's not anywhere else. What's different from this year to last year?
Well, just be a little bit careful. My motto is I like to under-promise and over-deliver, so I just want to play it low-key, okay? Is that all right?
19th man, please stand up.